Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. We can get started with Martine.
Dalton, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. So what was this offseason like for you? Just coming off a year where you got a little bit of a taste of the big leagues and you're at the alternate site for most of it. What kind of things were you working on, if anything, and how was that process for you just like this offseason?
I think the biggest takeaway that I took from last season was, the ability to pitch at the big leagues. I had a lot more confidence, especially the second inning when I rolled out, because I was facing the same guys because they batted around in the first inning. But no, that was great for my confidence, and I took that in the off season and worked on a couple things, trying to use my legs a little bit more. And I think the biggest takeaway this off season was just more mental than physical. Just knowing that, I belong, and just the whole confidence.
Steve?
Yeah, Dalton, Bob was asked at the beginning of his Zoom call a few minutes ago, where you might fit this season. And he said, because you're a Cal Bear, you get the opening day start. How much, if anything, do you and Bob discuss Cal background? And does that give you any sense of, he's not going to favor you, so to speak, but is there some connection beyond just a regular pitcher and manager because of the Cal connection?
I think there's a little bit more comfort in approaching him, like talking to him. He's a pretty intimidating guy when he kind of stands next to you. But he's very approachable. He loves Cal basketball. So every spring training, I try to load up on my Cal basketball facts before he asks me any questions. But no, I mean, he's obviously a great manager. He's a great mentor to, a lot of players here. And, I look forward to picking his brain.
Thanks.
Vince?
Dalton, we know that the last season was challenging on the major league level, but we didn't get a chance to have access at all to what you and others were dealing with in San Jose at the alternate site. Can you kind of give us an overview of how challenging that was from a development point of view, what you were trying to get accomplished, given that it wasn't normal, you weren't a chance to face other teams or travel or even pitch, four, five, six innings at a time to get yourself to a point where you feel like you've continued to make progress?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway that I took from the alternate site was it is what you make it. There is a point where kind of gets a little stagnant just because you're doing the same thing over and over again every day, facing the same guys every day. But I think it's on you as an individual to go in there with a plan, be like, hey, I want to work on this, this, and this. And a lot of guys did that, if not all the guys did that. So I was pretty proud of all the guys to, keep it upbeat. We tried to play music during live BPs, and we had Brian Howard as the announcer for our games. And we tried to keep it as upbeat as possible. But I think it was, hey, I know I might get a shot to pitch in the big leagues this year, given COVID, and you never know what was going to happen. So let's have a plan to, work on some things there, which we had a great coaching staff, Rick Rod and Fran, basically our whole AAA staff was there. So, we had the tools to be able to make ourselves, give ourselves a little bit more confidence if we did get to the big league stage. I think guys took advantage of it.
What was your best takeaway just from a pitching point of view to that you took away from that?
From the alternate side, I think it was just the confidence, working on things and actually seeing the results. If I'm trying to work on, front hip two seamers to lefties, or if I'm trying to work on a slider, I can actually see the results of that. And I can actually get feedback from the hitters. Whereas, if you're facing other guys, they're not going to, tell you, okay, I saw this, this, and this, because obviously they're on the other team. So I think facing guys like Fowler and Seth Brown and Sky Bolt and those guys that were down there, guys that have a little bit of big league time, allowed me to, really gain confidence in myself.
Shana?
Hey, Dalton, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Just wondering if, as obviously a while ago, but what was your takeaway from your big league debut, and what did you learn from that experience?
The biggest thing I took away from it is that I can pitch at the big leagues. Like I said before, I'm just going to reiterate it, that, you know, they batted around in the first inning, but I got to face the same guys. So I think I'm very grateful for, you know, Bo Mel and the coaching staff for putting me out there for the second inning. That was great for my confidence. And I think maybe they knew that, that, you know, if I just settle down, I mean, the first inning is always tough for, you know, any level, and especially the big leagues. And, you know, I got my butt whooped a little bit, but, you know, I was able to collect myself in the dugout and then go out there and pitch. And I took that into the offseason. So I think the biggest thing was, you know, just confidence.
Manolo?
Good morning. How are you, Dalton? How is everything?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good. Just hanging out.
Fine, thanks. Bob, you know, was saying a minute ago that you're like the next wave of good starters for the A's. How do you feel about being a part of such a great complement, taking into consideration that the A's have a very, very good rotation this year?
I mean, it feels great. Pretty honored for him to say that. You know, we do have a great group of young guys coming up with me, Holmes, Caprillion, you know, Dunchy, a lot of these guys. And I think the biggest thing is our clubhouse is so great, where we have, you know, veteran guys that there's not a bunch of like hierarchy and everyone wants to learn. So a lot of these veteran guys, like, you know, the Fires, the Bassets, the Petites, Romo, who we just got, you know, they're very approachable, and we can talk to them about, you know, anything and everything, about pitches, about mentality, about anything. So I think Bo Mel and the whole coaching staff and everyone has created such a great environment in the clubhouse where, you know, it's not, you know, the younger guys actually feel that they can contribute to the next level instead of being cautious about getting there. So I think it's nothing but beneficial for the younger guys.
Yeah, Bob also said that there was a lot of things to like about their only outing last year. But I think that technically what might have happened to you is that there was not a big difference between your changeup and your fastball. Could you talk a little bit about that? And on the other hand, mentally, how tough it was for all of you guys not having anywhere to pitch last year in the minors?
Right. Yeah, so my changeup did get a little flat when it doesn't drop. It was just kind of a 90-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. And big league hitters are pretty good at hitting 90-mile-an-hour fastballs right down the middle. And so I think I took that into the offseason where, you know, if I do see, you know, that ball flattening out a little bit, just tuck it a little bit more in my hand, create a little bit more friction on the ball, and that'll slow down the speed so I can create a more difference between my fastball and my changeup. And I think the big thing is just actually using and utilizing your warm-up pitches, actually seeing what's going on instead of just, you know, going out there and making it a routine, actually paying attention to what's going on. I'm going to go back to your question about, you know, not being able to pitch in the minor leagues. I think, or I'll say it again, the alternate site was great for younger guys. You know, guys like Tyler Soderstrom, who's a catcher coming up, and being able to bounce ideas off of pitchers and hitters, I think it was a great environment for us to, you know, learn and grow.
Martin?
Yeah, Dalton, you just mentioned Soderstrom. I know you were pretty excited when he got drafted by the A's, and he impressed a lot of people at the alternate site, and, you know, he got a chance to be in big league camp. What have you just seen of him, both at the alternate site, and I know it's early on here, but how have you seen him just kind of grow? You know, obviously you've known him for a long time, but how have you seen him kind of developing here early on?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to come full circle. And, you know, his dad, Steve, who pitched with the Giants for a little bit, he was my pitching coach when I was, you know, 9 years old. So I remember seeing Tyler, this little runt of a kid, like super blonde hair, long hair, just running around with his brother, Tate. And now, you know, he caught my bullpens when he was in high school, and now he has the same uniform on as me. I think it's really awesome. And I think the big thing that stands out to him is, you know, he's got a lot of pop. He's a great lefty bat. And I think his brother going through, you know, collegiate baseball and his dad going through professional baseball in the big leagues, he has sort of an idea of what to expect which is great. You know, he talks to me, talks to other guys back home, and he constantly wants to learn. And as a catcher, that's, I mean, any baseball player, but especially a catcher, that's really great to see at such a young age. You know, I've interacted with college guys that aren't as mature as him. And I think that speaks a lot to, you know, his family and his upbringing, and especially at the alternate site, you know, that was awesome for him to be able to do. I think he got spoiled a little bit because I always told him, like, guys here double A and above, and they're going to hit their spots. But once you get into AZL and you got dudes from Dominican throwing 102 and not knowing where it's going, he got spoiled a little bit. But I think he made a lot of strides in the off season with mentality and just, I mean, you look at him, he just seems like he just kind of fits in. Whereas, you know, I remember my first big league camp and I was just kind of, you know, being cautious, but there's a difference between being cautious and being confident. I think he's a pretty confident kid.
Melissa?
Hey, Dalton. You know, last year it sounded like, you know, the plan had been maybe to taper you off towards the end of what that alternate site schedule was going to be, but you looked so healthy and were pitching so well, they were able to get you all the way through the end of the season. Considering the couple of years before that and all the injury stuff that you went through, how different at all maybe was this off season going through what essentially was a fully healthy season for you? And was that a weight off your mind to make it through a full year like that?
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Chappie about this the other day, that was probably my first season that I made it all the way through. It was a shortened season, but it was nice. I mean, I think the biggest thing this off season was just gaining confidence that, you know, I can pitch through a full season, even though the innings were limited. But in my mind, you know, I was able to pitch a full season. I was able to stay healthy and got into a good routine and took that into the off season. And, you know, just gained a lot of confidence going into this season where, like, wherever they, you know, want me to pitch, I'll be ready for it. So it's exciting.
Shayna?
Other than Tyler, who else, what other hitters stood out to you at the alternate site? Maybe some guys that you faced?
Seth Brown obviously stands out, just a really good, mature hitter. Carlos Perez, we could not get that guy out. He was one of the better hitters I've seen. He would just kind of flick his bat and he would get on base, you know, 9 times out of 10. It was pretty impressive. Buddy Reed was a good one. When he gets it, he gets it. You know, all those guys were really good. I think a lot of those guys made a lot of strides. Nick Allen was another one. Logan Davidson was another one, which I think speaks to, you know, these younger guys showing, you know, these double A, triple A, big league guys, you know, what's up. And I think that was great for their confidence. And I think that's great for, you know, them going into this season. So I think the whole alternate site as a collective was, you know, very beneficial for the younger guys and for, you know, all those hitters and pitchers.
Jess?
Hey, Dalton.
Hi, Jess.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to see you. So you talked about the clubhouse vibe, like veterans are kind of easy to approach and like the guys around you are really great as well. So how imperative do you think it is to the success of the A's to have that kind of bond amongst teammates?
I think talent goes a long way with, you know, winning championships, but I think camaraderie and, you know, the friendships you build and the brotherhood you kind of surround yourself with, I think that speaks volumes to, you know, getting to a championship. And I've never been to the World Series, obviously, and I don't really know much. Romo would probably be able to speak a little more on it. But I think the camaraderie and guys hanging out outside of the field and, you know, guys keep it really loose. Obviously, Manaea is a crack up, Bassett, Fires, Chappie, Olson, all these guys are just really younger guys and they have a lot of energy, and there's just such a good balance between younger guys and older guys, and everyone kind of has the same mentality. No one is for themselves. It's a pretty awesome clubhouse to be a part of.
All right. Thanks, Dalton.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dalton.
Thanks.